Texas Governor Rick Perry is the latest to bow at the altar of Denver Broncos quarterback and outspoken evangelical Christian Tim Tebow.
I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
That's Perry at last night's Iowa debate, praying he can pull off the last-minute wins Tebow's known for. Now, you know, Tebow is a noun, the quarterback. He's also a verb. Tebowing is that move. It's all over the web. Fans dropping to one knee in prayer. Many declaring his five come-from-behind wins a miracle. Take this past Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears. Broncos down 10 points, just over 2 minutes on the clock. Tebow throws a touchdown pass and then sets up two field goals. Sports anchors go wild.
Tebow, first down at Demaryius Thomas on 3rd and 8. Move the chains down the field. Whoa! Tebow.
Tim Tebow is 6'3", 24 years old, a self-proclaimed virgin, an evangelical Christian who's winning over converts, at least to the belief that this guy can play. Reed Turner is a sports reporter for USA Today. He writes the Game On blog. Reed, Tebow only has 10 starts, but people really are starting to believe, right, that this guy can play.
It's an unbelievable thing. You know, when you said he's 6'3", 225, you would look at the guy and think, if you can't make a quarterback out of this guy, get out of the business. But nobody, you know, had much faith in him. Josh McDaniels, who drafted him, obviously did. And then, you know, he was third string and he kept coming and he keeps winning. And even the people who were his harshest critics are now sort of Tebowing at the knee of Tim Tebow. So, you know, he just keeps winning over fans.
And he runs. I mean, he just, you know, if there's no receiver, well, I'll take it down myself. I mean, and there is this sort of miraculous thing to it. So let's talk about his very outspoken faith. For those who aren't watching his post-game shows, how outspoken is he?
He's not always constantly in your face, you know, that kind of thing. However, as he said, if you loved your wife, would you just tell her once or twice a week that you loved her, or would you tell her every morning? He said, that's how I am with Jesus Christ. He is very upfront about that. But not in an unpleasant way.
And that response about, you know, hey, would you only tell your wife once that you love her, was in response to a quote you write about from Jake Plummer, the former Broncos quarterback, who said something like, you know, okay, Tebow, you love Jesus. We get it. You know, he kind of wished he would stop saying it. And he said, I can't. What is the feeling in the game?
Well, it's an interesting thing because he's not even the most religious person in the league or on his team. Now, Tebow is an evangelical, and part of that is promoting the faith. So I'm sure his teammates rolled their eyes in the beginning. Now that he's taken them to five come-from-behind wins, I'm sure they're more than willing to listen to him. As far as opponents, I just think they want to knock his block off, no matter whether he was religious or trying to sell them insurance or whatever. They just sort of see a target.
Well, and you mentioned he may not be the most religious person. Name some others, because, you know, faith is big out on the field.
Faith is huge out on the field. Troy Polamalu from the Pittsburgh Steelers prays before and after plays. You will always see guys cross themselves in different situations. Albert Pujols was the St. Louis Cardinals superstar baseball player, does it all the time. Again, I think there's a separation between how that you express it and how often you're in front of the cameras. If there was a religious offensive lineman, we may not know it.
Well, but as you say, it's also the fact that he's an evangelical. That's part of the deal, that you evangelize. And yet he doesn't do the thing that his pastor does. Wayne Hansen runs the Summit Church outside Denver. And he credited the Broncos 7-1 record to Tebow's faith. And, you know, in other words, you know, God picked him. But I heard Tebow in the post game on Sunday. He pointedly does not do that.
I think he's smart enough to know that there are certain things and certain lines you don't want to cross. And he is very aware, not just in the religious part, but, you know, where people have been giving him a lot of credit, he makes sure he shares the credit with his teammates.
Well, it could be, too, that, you know, he doesn't believe that God is paying attention to football games because Tim Tebow was born to American missionaries in the Philippines. He saw a lot of poverty. And, you know, he might be one of those people thinking God's got more important things to do. But back to how he's expressed his faith, he played for the University of Florida Gators. He wrote Bible verses in his eye black, that semicircle of black under his eye. I remember this. What happened there?
that's where it exploded. When he did the John 3:16 in the eye black, that really was one that divided a lot of people, because you now have, I don't want to say crossed the line, but you now have definitely crossed a Rubicon there of making that every time you see the quarterback's face, which is thousands of times on TV, you get a religious message. There were people who were very upset about that.
Well, the NCAA came up with a new rule, which professional football already had. It was dubbed the Tebow rule, but it banned messages in eye paint, which who would know that you would have to do that. But Tebow saw this as, you know, there were millions of searches, you know, Google searches on it. And, you know, he says it just goes to show you the influence you have as a student athlete. Where do you think this is going? I mean, we have a game coming up, a little matchup you might have heard about between Tim Tebow and the Broncos and our own New England Patriots and Tom Brady. It doesn't seem as if this huge spotlight is burdening Tim Tebow.
No, he doesn't ever seem to be burdened by this. He has had tremendous success. He's had success his whole life, and that is, you know, in great respect to his talent. What will be interesting is if your New England Patriots knock his block off this Sunday and really harass him and really make him look as bad in four quarters as he sometimes has looked at the beginning of the game. You know, some doubts kind of creep in. Oh, we knew this was going to happen. If it happens 2 weeks in a row, how are people in Denver going to handle it? They now think, and rightfully so, that this is the guy who's going to deliver them to the playoffs. This is a guy they didn't want. Now they may deliver him to the playoffs. There is nothing worse than failed expectations, and he has really built these expectations high. What happens if he doesn't deliver? Well, what happens if Denver doesn't make the playoffs?
Well, I can guess one thing, that his faith will sustain him?
Yes, I think we can definitely both agree on that.
Reed Turner of USA Today's Game On blog about Tim Tebow, the Denver Broncos quarterback. Reed, thanks so much. It'll be a fun game this weekend.
It should be.
What do you bet? $10,000.
I'm thinking New England wins big.
You do?
Bill Belichick takes this personally. And I think he, because other guys have not stopped this guy, and I think Bill Belichick says, I'm the guy who can do this. And it'll be interesting to see what he throws at this guy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.